Now, while there are a variety of sessions and meetings taking place, there are also a few tours that will take place in parts of South Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi on Wednesday. Josh Elmore, Regional Extension Agent with the Alabama Cooperative Extension System, Animal Sciences and Forages, is in charge of one of those tours.
The tour that I'll be hosting will be a beef cattle tour, and we're going to start out leaving Mobile and going to Bay Minette. We're going to leave Bay Minette and go to Atmore and then come and south into Molino, Florida, and end up Fairhope. Just make a big loop around South Alabama, northwest Florida area.
Elmore says they will be making stops at various cattle operations in those areas.
Seeing cattle operations of all shapes, types, and kinds. We're going to start in Bay Minette at the Hastings Farm. Randall, along with his two sons, raise Red Devon cross cattle on grass. They add no hormones or don't use any antibiotics. They specialize with organic fertilizer, and they have a very good niche market in the South Alabama area. We leave there and go to Perdido River Farms, which is up in Atmore. That's the tribal entity of the Porch Creek Band of Indians. They have a production feeder cattle operation, about 550 brood cow operation up there, and they market those calves through board sales in South Mississippi. And they're also a recent environmental stewardship award. We leave the Perdido River Farms area and go to Gizmo Angus, which Ronnie and Debbie Gilmore are going to host us at Gizmo Angus Farm. They're located there in Molino, Florida. And they've been members of the Florida Angus Association, Alabama BCIA Association, and the Alabama Angus Association for several years. They market bulls and heifers not only in Florida but also through Alabama BCIA. We go to Cunningham Farms. Scott Cunningham and his uncle and father are going to host us as well. They're there in Molino, Florida. And they emphasize their marketing on replacement females. They use Alabama BCIA quite often for marketing these females and have done a really nice job. They breed about 55 head of Angus cows and heifers, and with more plans to grow, obviously. And we finished the tour with the Gulf Coast Research and Extension Center, which is there in Fairhope. It's a diversified farm that does have a cattle operation. We've been utilizing it the last few years. I've been working with it real closely, doing some estrus synchronization and artificial insemination work, primarily on heifer development. And this will be our third year of running that data, and I hope to be getting some of that information published. And finally, that evening, we culminate at the battleship there in Mobile for dinner, and so we'll finish up. It's been a year in planning this process, but we're really looking forward to it.
Now, this is the NACAA's 99th Annual Meeting and Professional Improvement Conference, and again, it's taking place this week in Mobile. To learn more about it, just go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast Agnet.